This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Attorney Eric Faddis is joining us, former felony prosecutor. Eric, let's talk Thomas Randolph. Very bizarre, interesting character. That's, I guess, the best way to possibly put it. This is a man who seems to have slipped through the hands of justice far too many times, being acquitted of his first murder trial against one of his previous wives. Six wives, four dead. Many witnesses have come through over the years saying he asked someone to help kill a wife. How has this man managed to skate through the system for as long as he has? Obviously, he is behind bars right now, and the retrial is going on. But how? When you look at this, yeah. How?
Gosh, it's kind of a head scratcher, man. When you have a person and they have one dead wife, all right, yep. That's of course problematic and terrible. Two dead wives, even worse. But when you get above two, it starts seeming, statistically like, gosh, something must have happened and this guy must have been involved. Yet here we are, and he has escaped being held responsible for many of those alleged incidents. And here we are at his retrial for one of his dead wives. And let's keep in mind, he was actually convicted of this killing already, 2017, and sentenced to death. Yeah. But there was on appeal an issue that the prosecution screwed up on. And so now here we are again, retrying this case for Thomas Randolph. Yeah. And I was covering it for Court TV. And I got to tell you, it's not looking great for the prosecution in this one, in my appraisal.
How so? What are you seeing in the prosecution that is not looking very positive in terms of finally convicting him?
One thing you always have when there is a murder and the only people involved are dead people and the defendant. And what you have is you really only have the defendant's version of what happened. And so here, as the evidence has come out, the defense has done a good job of putting forth the defense's version that the handyman came in and killed the wife, and then Thomas Randolph killed the handyman. Not saying it all makes a ton of sense, but in watching the trial, defense is doing a good job neutralizing a lot of the prosecution's arguments that, this Thomas Randolph guy was like kind of a weird guy. He was obsessed with money. Well, defense showed that the alleged victim, unfortunately, was also, had issues with money and was really poor about spending money. The prosecution argued the handyman. It was all pretty peculiar, his relationship with Thomas Randolph. And the defense neutralized that and just said, hey, it was just a dude who was there for Thanksgiving. They were buddies. What of it? So at least from what I've seen, prosecution has not scored enough points in this one to convict him again. Now, we'll see how it ultimately plays out, but I think he might skate on this one too.
Wow. How important is charisma for an individual who's accused of crimes like this? Quite often, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, mainly want your clients just to shut up and you do your job. I mean, unless there's some reason for them to speak, this seems like one who would be very difficult to rein in and keep under control. But the thing is, the guy is kind of likable. If you watch the way he talks, the way that he handles himself, the way his whole demeanor is. I just finished refreshing myself on The Widower, the Dateline 3-episode special that was aired about a year and a half ago. And you, if you don't know the guy's a murderer, you'd think, you know, kind of a weird, eccentric guy, but kind of friendly, kind of nice. I don't know. How important is that sort of charisma to a jury when deciding if someone is going to be guilty or not versus, let's say, for example, like a Koberger who just sits there very stoically and doesn't say a whole lot?
Yeah, you know, it reminds me a little bit of the cases against Robert Durst. And HBO did a docuseries on this called The Jinx.
Yes.
And he escaped multiple murder allegations and was ultimately convicted recently. But he was rather charismatic. He's kind of, he's articulate. He's got inflection in his voice. And you kind of just like the guy.
Yep.
And Robert Durst testified in his cases and prevailed in a shocking number of murder trials. Now, here with Thomas Randolph, you'd be surprised how many times I've gone back to the jury room after a trial and asked them about the case and how they thought, what they thought of the witnesses. And really, their reactions are oftentimes emotional rather than analytical. So usually they're saying, gosh, this guy seems super shady. I just got a bad vibe from him. I didn't trust him. Or that this gal seemed great and salt of the earth and overly likable. Those reactions are coming from the jury. And so I think for Thomas Randolph, I agree. He's kind of a likable dude and it's only going to help him. And he's done a decent job of trying to get that personality in front of the jury by speaking up here and there on breaks and to the judge and that kind of thing.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.